Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day 24 of our 40 days of Teshuvah audio devotional. Again, we are asking the Father to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Psalm 51 and Psalm 27 are a daily prayer we need to read and meditate on. The El Het prayer. The goal of El Het is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to His image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because He does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is time to do spiritual house cleaning. You know, don't be surprised at this time if little things that you've kind of hidden in your heart and you've ignored and you think they're no big deal start coming to the surface, so you can deal with them and get set free from those things that are, again, so easily besetting you. Those little foxes that spoil the vines that we think are no big deal but turn into big deals down the road. Number 25, for the sin that we have sinned before you in commercial dealings, and for the sin that we have sinned before you with food and drink. Proverbs 22:29. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings, and he shall not stand before mean men. Proverbs 11:3. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Proverbs 19:1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. In Proverbs 27, the just man walks in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. In our business dealings, are we men and women of integrity? Are we honest in our dealings? Do we charge fair prices? Do we help those that can't afford to maybe pay the listed price? Is our business centered around Yeshua and for His glory? Romans 12:11, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. You know, those that have businesses, your business is a ministry unto Yahweh. You have the opportunity to share Yeshua freely because it's your business. Proverbs 23:21. For the drunkard and glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall close a man with rags. We need to be diligent in what we eat and drink. And I know this is a battle for a lot of people, that we submit our flesh to Him and only eat that which is good for us. I know at times I struggle with that, so I know it's a struggle as far as, you know, overeating, but praise God, God's given me the victory over that. Hallelujah. We need to submit our appetite and even what we drink. If somebody, we have a friend maybe that's an alcoholic, and you have no qualms about having a glass of wine, but when you are with that person, are you sensitive to his temptations? Are you sensitive to his struggles? And forgo that drinking, or maybe instead have something that's non-alcoholic instead. Proverbs 21:17. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. Galatians 5:19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, and here, drunkenness, revilings, and such like of that which I tell you before, as if I also told you in the past, they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Is it worth losing your inheritance over? 1 Corinthians 5:11. But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such a one do not eat. Now here too it says, if any man that is called a brother. So this is talking about a fellow believer who is not walking correctly and doesn't even have the desire to change. Ephesians 5:18, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Read Leviticus 11. This chapter deals with foods that our Heavenly Father, Alvino McCano, says are clean and unclean, and what is food and not food, i.e. kosher. For the mistakes we committed before you in business, integrity is the mark of every great person. The Talmud says that the first question a person is asked when arriving in heaven is, did you deal honestly in business? Again, that's a midrash. But again, we are going to stand before the Lord and answer how we handled our ministry, how we handled our finances, how we handled our businesses, how we handled all the gifts and blessings that God has given to us. Ask yourself, have I been scrupulously honest in all my financial transactions? Was I harsh in trying to beat the competition, or did I seek ways for both of us to thrive? Have I chosen a career that gives me freedom to pursue my personal and spiritual goals as well? When I was successful in business, did I show my appreciation to God for that success? Regarding mistakes we committed before you with food and drink, eating is such an essential human activity that the rabbis say all of a person's character traits are revealed at the dinner table. Ask yourself, did I eat in order to gain energy to do mitzvot, or did I eat for the sake of animalistic act alone? What secondary activity did I do while eating? Did I read the paper and watch TV, or did I engage in meaningful conversation? Have I made every effort to eat kosher food? Did I express gratitude to God for providing me with food? Did I overeat? Did I eat unhealthy foods? Did I waste food? Again, these devotionals are not to bring condemnation on us, but help each of us to become victorious over all those little stumbling blocks that keep us from going forward in Yeshua. I want to pray these scriptures for deliverance from evil. Deliver me from evil, Matthew 6:13. I pray that you would keep me from evil, 1 Chronicles 4:10. No evil will touch me, Job 5:19. Put to shame them that wish me evil, Psalm 40:14. Let no evil disease cleave to my body, Psalm 41:8. I will not be afraid of evil tidings, Psalm 112:7. I will not be visited with evil, Proverbs 19:23. I refrain my feet from every evil way, that I might keep your word, Psalm 119:101. Preserve me from all evil, Psalm 127. Deliver me from the evil man, Psalm 141. I pray that you would keep me from evil, John 17:15. I will not be overcome with evil, but I will overcome evil with good, Romans 12:21. I put on the whole armor of God that I may stand in the evil day, Ephesians 6:13. Father, I thank you in the name of Yeshua that, Father, that we are free and set free, Father, from dealing corruptly in our businesses, for eating things that are not nourishing to our bodies, for over excess in food and drink. Father, help us to walk in discipline, self-discipline, that all we say and do, Father, may bring glorify you. Father, we know that there is now no condemnation that are in Messiah Yeshua, who walk after the Spirit, not the flesh. Help us to walk after your Spirit, Father, and not submit to the lusts of the flesh. Thank you that during this time of Teshuvah, we are receiving deliverance, Father. We are receiving self-control, Father, that all we do may glorify you. And we repent of these things, Father, that do not bring you glory. Father, we will not feed our stress. We will not feed our fears with food or drink, Father, but we will feed, Father, ourselves with your word. For Yeshua said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh. Thank you for your deliverance. Thank you for your sanctification. In Yeshua's name, amen.